You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. It's always such an honor to be here, you know, to be able to bring you such amazing guests that inspire and enlighten you and help you turn your problems into solutions and your challenges into opportunities. I mean, it's really all here. I've been doing this work 25 years. When I started in 1982, people said, nobody wants to hear all this good stuff and all this inspiration. That's not what's going to sell. That's, you know, the negative news is what sells. Guess what? Not now. People really, really want to be inspired. And we're not just talking about just platitudes here. We look at the tough issues, folks, but then we look at the hope. We look at how do you get from those dark places and those difficult situations to the solutions so you can move up and out into the light and make your dreams come true. That's what the show's about. That's my purpose and my passion. That's what I've dedicated my life and my work to. And today is no exception. We have a specially pre-recorded program, so you won't be calling in. Today we are talking about children and how we can build their inner strength. You know, what is the most important piece of your child's education? If you think it's math, science, or grammar, then you might be overlooking an element that is fast becoming essential in today's very stressful world, and that is cultivating inner resiliency. My guest is Linda Lanteri. And she is the author of Building Emotional Intelligence. She's a pioneering educator and offers a breakthrough guide for helping children quiet their minds, calm their bodies, and identify and manage their emotions. Welcome, Linda.
Pleasure to be here, Patricia.
Did I say your name correctly?
It's actually Lanteri. You almost did.
All right, Lanteri. Okay. Now, also, I must say that Linda Lanteri is a Fulbright scholar, keynote speaker, and internationally known expert in social and emotional learning, conflict resolution, intergroup relations, and crisis intervention. Why did you decide, Linda, to focus on children? Because these skills they work with everybody, young and old.
How true. These are skills we all need. I've been in the field of education for almost 4 decades now, so it's always been my interest to help make life a little better for children, and in particular in schools. And so as I continued my work in the field of education through many different positions that I've held, including a teacher and assistant principal and principal in the New York City schools, I began to see in the last several years that this work of building young people's inner resilience, their inner strength, is becoming more and more important in this very challenging and uncertain world that they are growing up in.
How do you do that when you're working with inner city kids who really go home to tough backgrounds?
Yeah. Well, you know, as I think about just being a child growing up today as opposed to you and I or anybody else really of a different time, young people, wherever they're living right now, are experiencing some of the greatest challenges as well as some of the greatest opportunities that one can experience. And this idea of being able to have a well of inner strength inside of you that you can at once rely on and really use in times of stressful events, as well as good events, by the way, as well as advantageous ones, it's really key, isn't it?
Well, isn't this where teachers, principals, guidance counselors, friends, isn't that really where they come in, particularly when you have a child from a background that's really tough and they don't see the role model at home? Isn't this where the other support system is so vital?
Yeah, I think so. And I also would have to add that I think it's vital in general, you know, that many of our kids today are not growing up with the supports around them, whether it's a parent who doesn't come home because they've got to work a second job, because they're their first job doesn't give them enough money, or whether they're a parent who is sort of married to their six-figure job. I think that young people more and more today are growing up without those kinds of supports around them to help them build this inner strength that we're talking about.
So what would be the first thing you would say to a parent or a grandparent listening to this program, or an aunt or an uncle raising children or near their nieces and nephews or their grandkids? What's the first thing you'd say to them about building that inner preparedness?
Well, I guess the first thing I would say is that these skills in building emotional intelligence and then in turn builds this inner resiliency is something that can be taught and something that we can model. And the more young people are exposed to some of these skills, both in their home as well as in school, then they could go out into the world much, much better off, whether it's their world of learning or their world of getting along with others. Clearly, they have the strategies they need to begin to work their environment, wherever that might be. I feel like these kinds of skills are really as important as some of the academic competencies that we pay such important attention to in schools, and we even call schools a good school if those things are dealt with well. Well, I think a good school is a school that helps young people at all levels of their being, including their heart and spirit, as well as their intellectual capacities.
So what are some things you would suggest in terms of that? Are you talking about helping kids still their mind, helping kids learn how to meditate, helping kids learn how to journal? Is it all of that?
It's a lot of that. The work that we talk about both in schools and at home is really what we call the work of social and emotional learning. Those are the words that are often used these days. And that's a set of skills that really help young people work at helping them pay attention better, calming and focusing, and strategies for decreasing their anxiety so that there's attention they can pay to learning as well. But these are a whole set of skills that we would put in the category of building your emotional intelligence, and they're skills that are inner kinds of things of helping young people to be self-aware and manage those emotions that they have. And then there are skills that are more outward skills, things like social awareness, where they're able to identify and understand the thoughts and feelings of others. And this is where empathy comes in, for example, where they are able to make responsible decisions, where they're able to have good relationships with people and able to say no to negative peer pressure and resolve their conflicts with each other in ways that don't put each other down. So they're very concrete kinds of skills that can be taught in a good program in a school in social and emotional learning, and certainly parents could be some of the best emotional coaches at home for this work.
So let's pick one. What would be a specific concrete strategy or skill that you would teach a child?
Well, one of the things that I talk about in building emotional intelligence and why I think I decided to move forward with this book is that very question. It's sort of like, where can you begin? And one of the ways that we began in this book is to not only help parents and teachers with some strategies that get young people calming their body and relaxing their minds, but also help them do that by having a CD that's connected to the book that in some way also helps them actually practice it. And so what I talk about in my book is exposing young people to these ideas by having brief discussions and strategies that you might do together, and then to actually listen to the CD, which is developmentally appropriate. One of them is the CD for paying attention, and the other one is for relaxing the body. And both of them are getting at really strengthening that inner core of centeredness inside of kids that they can use and at any time in their lives, not only when they're taking this moment to calm down and relax.
You know, it's interesting because what you're talking about here, Linda, are skills that a lot of us in our genre or generation learned as adults. I mean, I've learned these skills, you know, much, much later in life.
Me too.
And, yeah, I mean, I don't think we were taught this as children.
No.
And
no.
Now you talk about guiding principle number one, practice skillness and calming techniques yourself first before teaching them to your child.
Yeah.
And then you talk about, just in terms of you start, you talk about breathing. I mean, there's so many things that you talk about here. Just stilling the mind, listening to music,
calming music. There are ways in which I think you can create kind of the conditions, both in the home and at school, for silence and quiet and stillness to be part of a child's life and to be able to help a child go within a little, to be able to dialogue with themselves, to be able to have that quietness and know what to do with it, to be able to access that part of themselves that is that inner strength and continue to give a little deposit to that, so to speak, each day as you take that kind of time. So for young people in classrooms or homes, we talk about even having a peace corner, for example, where we set aside a place either in the home or at school that young people can know that they can go there to sort of take that quiet inward time. There might be some music there that they can use. There might be some drawing things that they can draw with. There might be the journal, as you mentioned, the kinds of things that would help them go inward, really.
And here's another one that I think is so important in your book. Have a dinner time quieting ritual. A candle could be lit for a few moments of silence as everyone focuses on the flame of the candle. Focusing on an object can help the mind to move into a deeper state of calmness. Before you begin eating, you may want to each take a turn expressing one thing you were grateful about the day. Now, this is, you know, not the norm, but just think about how it transforms your whole, the energy of the room, the energy of food, the energy of being together.
Yep, and those rituals are the things that you remember as a parent and as an adult, as well as the child. These are the things that kind of put the meaning into the regularness of life. And again, those are times where we can just slow down. We can take that pause, and we can know that we can do things like that kind of ritual each day. And, yeah, at first it may seem very strange if it's nothing you've done before. But more and more as parents and teachers integrate this into the lives of children, the more children ask for it when it's missing.
All right, and on that note, we're going to take a break. My guest today is Linda Lanteri, and she's the author of the book Building Emotional Intelligence, Techniques to Cultivate Inner Strength in Children. Linda Lanteri is a Fulbright scholar, keynote speaker, and an internationally known expert in social and emotional learning, conflict resolution, intergroup relations, and crisis intervention. Currently, she serves as the director of the Inner Resilience Program, formerly Project Renewal, a project of the Tide Center, which is an initiative that equips school personnel with the skills and strategies to strengthen their inner resiliency in order to model these skills for the young people in their care. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Linda more about exercises that we can teach our children to do to calm their bodies, music, how to teach your kids to really check in with themselves, use their intuition, paying attention to signals, using breathing, all of these things that we have often learned as adults that we now are going to teach to our children to help them build the inner resiliency. You're listening to Positive Living. This is a specially pre-recorded program, so you won't be calling in. All these shows will be archived on TalkZone.com. And there's a link on my site, RaskinResources.com, that will take you right to TalkZone.com. I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.